The U.S. House moves to block the EU emissions tax. Cessna to venture into the China bizjet market. And the NTSB seeks safer skies on the ground. This is Aero News for Thursday, November 15, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The announcement by the European Climate Commission that it would be pushing back the full implementation of the EU ETS on Monday did not deter members of the U.S. House of Representatives from overwhelmingly approving a plan by U.S. Senators Claire McCaskill, Democrat of Missouri, and John Thune, Republican of South Dakota, which the bill's authors say would protect American consumers and jobs from a European Union tax on the U.S. airline industry. The measure, which cleared the Senate before the election, passed on a voice vote in the House and now heads to President Obama's desk. In a news release following the House vote, McCaskill said, quote, "All that's left to prevent the European Union from unfairly taxing American citizens is the president's signature, and I urge him to support this common-sense measure. European governments taxing air travel in the United States has never made a bit of sense, and it's refreshing to be able to work across the aisle to protect American consumers from this kind of nonsense," end quote. With McCaskill and Thune's legislation advancing in Congress, the European Union announced yesterday that it will delay the EU emissions trading system for 1 year to allow time for an international agreement. And just in case you've been living under a rock these past several months, ETS is an emissions trading program that levies a tax on U.S. airline carriers' flights into and out of EU countries. It is related to European countries' interest in reaching their own internal goals for carbon emissions. Under the EU ETS, all airlines using EU airports would be required to pay significant taxes for each ton of carbon used over historical emissions. The EU ETS could cost U.S. carriers an estimated $3.1 billion over the next 10 years, which could, of course, lead to the loss of airline jobs. Cessna has entered into a joint venture contract with China Aviation Industry General Aircraft Company Limited in accordance with their previously announced strategic agreement for the formation of a joint venture company to conduct final assembly of Cessna Citation XLS Plus aircraft in China for the Chinese market. As the largest general aviation company in the world, Cessna's venture taps into what is expected to be the highest growth aviation market during the coming decade. Formation of the joint venture company, of course, remains subject to various government approvals and customary conditions. Aviation issues make up only two of the 10 items on the NTSB's most wanted list, released by the board on Wednesday. But airport surface operation safety captured the number one spot on the list. It seems the NTSB is seeking safer skies on the ground. According to the report, some of the deadliest accidents involving airplanes have occurred not in the air, but on the runway. The board says that to make better decisions during takeoff and landing, pilots require better resources to improve their situational awareness. They point to ground movement safety systems, such as cockpit moving map displays, and new technology, such as runway status lights and enhanced final approach runway occupancy signals that can provide a direct warning capability to the cockpit, thereby eliminating the delay in warning the pilots by relaying the information through an air traffic controller as potential solutions. The board said pilot training is also critical to a pilot's success on the airport surface. Flight simulator training programs should include realistic conditions, such as gusty crosswinds, to prepare pilots for actual conditions before they experience them. NTSB Chair Deborah A.P. Hirschman said, quote, "We're releasing the list now, so it is available to policymakers at the state and federal levels, as well as industry groups, as they craft their priorities for 2013, end quote. Meanwhile, in a statement released shortly after the NTSB's most wanted list was made public, the Airline Pilots Association International expressed qualified support for the list, but the union said that with cargo pilots due to receive a lower level of protection from aircrew fatigue than their passenger counterparts, ongoing concerns about pilot fatigue remain. Although the NTSB dropped transportation worker fatigue after the FAA published new flight time and duty time rules for passenger pilots in December of 2011, Chairman Deborah Hirschman made it clear that pilot fatigue, and in particular the exclusion of pilots who fly for all cargo airlines from the recently adopted science-based flight and duty regulations, must continue to be addressed. The Civil Air Patrol family is mourning the loss of three of its members. An accident Tuesday involving a Piper PA-32 Cherokee 6 resulted in the fatal injury of 3 Civil Air Patrol Mississippi Wing members. Colonel John E. Tilton, Jr., former member of the Civil Air Patrol's Board of Governors and Alabama Wing and Southeast Region Commander, the Mississippi Wing's Standardization Evaluation Officer, Lieutenant Colonel David Williams, and Captain William C. Young, Finance Officer for the Major James McKinney Composite Squadron. The Piper A-32 the men were flying in went down in a residential area shortly after takeoff about 5:10 p.m. from Hawkins Field Airport, according to authorities. The plane was not part of CAP's fleet, and the men were not on a CAP mission. They were instead headed to a FAA safety meeting in Raymond, Mississippi, about 30 miles away. Local authorities said the one person in the house at the time of the accident escaped with minor injuries, getting out through a window. It is believed that 3 dogs in the house were also lost in the accident. When Aero News continues, the NABA applauds members' response to Sandy. Fifi needs your help. And what would you pay for a ride in space?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, November the 15th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The NBAA on Wednesday recognized the business aviation community's impressive response to the devastation produced by Superstorm Sandy in the Northeast and encouraged association members to continue providing assets, supplies, and cash contributions to humanitarian groups. Even before the full impact of Sandy was widely known, operators and others registered in the Association's Humanitarian Emergency Response Operator Database, or HERO, were working with national emergency agencies and personnel to assist with post-storm relief efforts using business aircraft. These efforts resulted in a wide range of relief missions operated by a diverse mix of business aircraft, ranging from Cessna and Piper piston singles to transcontinental Global Express jets. NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin pointed to 2 specific ways the business aviation community can continue supporting Superstorm Sandy relief efforts. First, interested individuals and companies can continue listing volunteers, aircraft, and other assets to the NBAA HERO database on the association's website. And second, those in the industry can provide cash contributions to nonprofit relief organizations and humanitarian groups affiliated with business aviation, which match available assets to people and organizations with urgent needs. NBAA lists a number of those organizations on the association's website. During the last airshow flight of the season, the world's only flying B-29 Superfortress, Fifi, experienced an engine problem. The crew returned the airplane safely to the ground, but it was soon determined that Fifi's number 2 engine would need major repairs. In response, the Commemorative Air Force has launched a major fundraising campaign to raise money for one of the world's most famous World War II bombers. At nearly $10,000 and 100 volunteer hours per hour of flight, keeping Fifi in the air is no easy task, and the cost for repairs to the number 2 engine and the purchase of a spare will top $250,000. To keep Fifi flying campaign's goal is to raise those funds, ensuring continuous future operation and flights. Niels Agather, commander of the B-29 squadron of the CAF that operates the aircraft, said, quote, "The number of World War II veterans is dwindling every day. Our mission is to preserve the living legacy of the greatest generation, and we intend to do all we can to preserve their story of sacrifice and honor," end quote. To learn how you can help, you can log on to www.keepfififlying.com. Once again, that's www.keepfififlying.com. Spelled F-I-F-I, flying.com. Okay, so what's a ride in space really worth to you? Well, Space Operations has launched a fundraising effort on the Rocket Hub website with a 90-day, $98 million goal. Space Ops needs $38 million to build the 2-seat Eclipse spacecraft and $60 million to purchase a commercial launch services contract. To raise the money, SpaceOps has turned to a new concept called crowdfunding. Rocket Hub CEO Brian Meese explains, saying, quote, "Crowdfunding is a powerful way to find grassroots support for business, science, art, and social projects. Rocket Hub is proud to host the SpaceOps campaign and excited for the future of spaceflight, which the SpaceOps Eclipse represents," end quote. Now, Rocket Hub is not an investment or a charity. It is an exchange. Fans receive rewards depending on the level of their support. To be a part of this historic effort, simply go to the Rocket Hub site and look for Put the USA Back in Space Today in the space category. SpaceOps will reward one person with a flight in the co-pilot seat on an orbital mission. The first person who donates at the highest level, and by the way, that's $55 million, could fly into orbit as early as 2014. Of course, in spite of your financial well-being, you'll have to meet certain physical requirements and complete the required spaceflight training. So I'll ask the question again, what's a ride in space really worth to you? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.